This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 2nd. God's word for you today is the covenant. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 6, verse 24 to 26. And it says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Genesis chapter 28, verse 11 to 15 says, "When Jacob reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. He found a smooth stone for a pillow and lay down to sleep. Then God gave him a dream in which he saw a stairway going from earth to heaven, and angels of God were going up and down the stairs. At the top of the stairway was God, who said, 'I am the same Lord of Abraham, your grandfather, and Isaac, your father. I am going to give you and your descendants all the land on which you are sleeping, and your descendants will spread all around the world, and all the people on earth are going to be blessed by your future generations. I am going to be with you. I am going to watch over you wherever you go.' Do you receive that? God will be with you wherever you go. Personalize it." Genesis 28, verse 16 to 22 says, "When Jacob woke up, he thought, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not even aware of it.' Then he was afraid and said, 'This place is awesome. It's the house of God, the gateway to heaven.' So early the next morning, Jacob got up and took the stone he had used for a pillow and stood it upright as a memorial marker. Then he anointed the stone with oil and named the place Bethel, which means house of God. Then Jacob made this vow to God: 'If you will be with me, I will honor you with my life, and I will give back to you a tenth of all that you give to me.'" Here, we see another instance of tithing occurring before the law. Tithing has nothing to do with the law from an origin standpoint. It stems from a relationship. "My grandfather, Abraham, walked with you, and this is what he did. So this is what I am going to do as his grandson." We see from these passages that the blessing will separate covenant people from the pack. It is the blessing of God that separates covenant people from everybody else. When we declared this decade to be the decade of light, the Holy Spirit told us to pronounce these words over you consistently: "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you." And we have been doing that consistently. So God has been putting his blessings upon us. Yes, I believe that God has blessed me, but the question is, how do I walk in the blessing? Some people are blessed, but they are not walking in the blessing. So how do I walk in the blessing? We will delve into how, beginning tomorrow. Father, watch over me and be with me wherever I go. Lord, help me to honor you with the fruit of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.